This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Tonight we're speaking to Margot Robbie, though you'd probably know her better as Donna Freeman from the TV show Neighbours. When she's not stalking Dean Guy on Ramsay Street, she's volunteering as a Youth Week ambassador for Youth Week in 2009. This year it runs from the 28th of March to the 5th of April. Welcome to Generation Next, Margot Robbie. As a Youth Week ambassador, we were curious to know what Youth Week means to you specifically.
Well, I was really flattered when I got offered the position because I'd love to do as much as I can now that I kind of am in a position where I can speak on behalf to people and be heard, listened to, sort of thing. So I've kind of got, I'm in the position where I can do that sort of stuff, so mm-hmm. I want to make the most of it. And, just be good to kind of be a bit of a spokesperson for the youth and get into it. The week sounds like it'll be fun, so yeah.
Sure. Why do you think it's so important to actually have a Youth Week and celebrate youth?
Well, the younger generation, sometimes you feel like no one's actually caring about your opinions or your ideas because you're obviously younger. And I think it's really a good idea that we have a Youth Week and a specific week where people do take notice of what the youth wants and what we think's important. Mm-hmm. And, we can put our ideas forward and then something can be done about it. So it's a great idea, I reckon.
Cool. Fantastic. What made you want to become a Youth Week ambassador and what does the role involve?
Depends how much I can be involved in, depending on my work schedule and stuff. But I want to be as involved as I can. There's lots of media appearances and, there's competitions and festivals and sort of all these little events going on throughout the week and in the lead up to the week. And so I get to participate in that and, do media releases and stuff and answer these sort of questions.
Cool.
And there's a big concert in Brisbane in a couple of weeks' time, I think.
Oh, awesome.
That Video Hits airs.
Are you going up to that? Because I know you're originally from Brisbane.
Yeah, I'm from the Gold Coast.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, away from Brisbane. Yeah, I'm going up for that.
Oh, cool. So this year's theme is Make a Move. What does that mean exactly?
Make a Move. I think the theme's basically about just getting out there and making things happen. And yeah, I think it's great because, it's kind of encouraging people to not only have ideas and opinions about what they want, but actually getting out there and doing something about it and making things happen.
Mm-hmm. So. Totally. Now, tell us about the National Talent Competition. We hear there's 5 different categories involved.
Yeah, there's a couple of ones. I'm not exactly sure which ones they are, but I know there's one about making like a short, like a filming sort
a
of
film
thing.
Film one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Photography one, like a mm-hmm. design one, all that kind of stuff.
A musical one? Writing a piece of music?
Yeah, musical one. And there's one more.
Oh, God, there's quite a few. Oh, writing a piece of...
Yeah. That's right, yeah. Yeah, so hopefully I can get... I don't know how involved I get to be with those sort of competitions, but hopefully work will allow me to get into them and,
Well, I'm sure if getting involved in the making a video one, you might have a bit of an edge.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope I'm good at it.
Cool. Well, aside from, the talent competition, what are the ways that youth can get involved in their areas?
Well, there's heaps of information on the website, youthweek.com. So if you just check that out, there's heaps of information about what's going on and what's happening in the week and what you can do. Check it out. It's all there.
Cool.
All right. Now a bit about Neighbours. What's the experience like being a young cast member on the show and what's it like to work with veterans like Jackie Woodburn, Alan Fletcher and Ian Smith?
It's great. It's really cool working in a cast like of such varying ages, and more so that everyone's kind of equal. We all have the same job. We're all doing the same thing, so it's not like people are treated differently. And it's great. I mean, when you work with them, they can give you advice and give you tips, and it's really good to work with people who've been in the industry for so long because you learn lots. And they're really funny. Everyone's really nice and funny and cool to hang out with. So
I'm sure that makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, it did. I moved down from the Gold Coast to Melbourne to...
Do you enjoy it in Melbourne?
Yeah, I love it here. It was a big move because I was 17 at the time and I had to, you know, find a place to live and, you know, get all that stuff together and start cooking and stuff. I mean, that's a lie. I still don't cook. I've tried to a couple of times. It just never ends well.
Was it difficult?
It's a big move, so it's been a big learning experience, and it's also been a lot of fun.
Sure. Was it difficult starting off? Because you started off being Ty's or Dengai's stalker, didn't you? Was that really weird?
Yes.
Because I suppose you would have known who Dengai was and all that.
Well, yeah. I know, it is kind of weird. Like, I was nervous enough starting there for my first day, let alone being known as a weirdo straight off.
And can I say, I watched Neighbours last night and I loved that little rap he did for Dicko.
Oh, no.
Do you remember it?
Day last night, I've been dreading the time. I always, see, because I've got such a crazy character, I always have to do the really embarrassing stuff.
Donna F, hey? Stands for fire.
Oh, gosh, I remember that line. Yeah, that was really embarrassing.
Well, because I guess I've heard from people that have worked on Neighbours previously that it's a really full-on show to actually work for.
It is.
Is it difficult juggling your personal life as well?
So, yeah, I mean, you practically live, breathe Neighbours. Like, you are there 24/7. I'm there for breakfast, lunch and dinner 5 days a week, so it's pretty much turns into your life, and the people you work with are like your family. Like, you're with them all the time. So, I mean, you form really close bonds with everyone, and it's nice. There's a really nice atmosphere, and everyone's really close and friends and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is really hard to fit in anything else with the schedule.
Do you get recognised a lot in public? Because I know I see a lot of Neighbours people around South Yarra area. Like, I've run into the guy that plays Declan Napier. I'm not sure what his name is.
Yeah, he lives down here as well.
But I wouldn't actually go up to him personally and be like, oh my God, you're from Neighbours. Do you get that at all?
Yeah, quite a bit. I didn't used to. Like, it took a little while before I did start getting recognised, but now I do.
He was like, oh, please, I'm so famous now.
Yeah, it's just strange. I can't understand why people would like go out of their way to talk to me. It's just bizarre.
So, Margot.
Really flattering.
Can we expect you to follow in the footsteps of the Kylies, the Deltas, the Hollies?
Is there a singing career for Donna F?
No one asks that. No.
Donna F in the house.
Donna F is just going to stay as Donna F. There's not going to be any Margot Robbie albums coming out.
No rap career on the horizon?
As fun as that would be, no, I don't think so.
Oh, damn it. I'm disappointed now.
I'm just going to stick to the act. I think the world wants to hear me sing.
I suppose you got into Neighbours through your past roles in TV, including Elephant Princess, which I love, by the way, I just got to say.
Oh, yeah, it's a good show, isn't it? I really like it.
Yeah, I tuned into it a couple of times on the ABC. Thought it was a pretty mad show, actually.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
So I guess one of the questions everyone must ask you is, people who want to get into TV, want to get into Neighbours, what would you say to them?
Pretty much, you just need to get out there and start working. Like, first of all, you can't have the attitude that it's impossible. When people are like, oh, no, but that would never happen to me. Like, it does if you think it does. Like, I mean, just over a year ago, I was still working at Subway, and now I'm, you know, like, down in Melbourne doing this and, you know, doing all these crazy things that no one ever thought I probably would have been doing. So, I mean, you just got to believe that you can do something, because seriously, if we can do it, why can't you? And just get out there. Any work you can get, people see you, more people see you, they refer you to someone else, they get you to do an audition for something else, and
it's
before
all about
you know
who
it,
you
you're
know.
Just working your way up.
Brilliant.
I just thought of a question. Will you be going to this year's Logie Awards?
Yes.
Oh, well, this will be your first, won't it?
Yes, it will. I'm so excited.
Oh, fantastic. Hope you have a great time.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Well, thank you so much for speaking to us today.
You're welcome anytime.
It's been brilliant.
Thanks, Margot.
And good luck with Youth Week and all the activities that come with that.
Thank you. Yes, I will.
That was Margot Robbie, who plays Donna Friedman from the hit TV series Neighbours. She's volunteering as a Youth Week ambassador. To find out more about Youth Week, visit youthweek.com. You're on Joy.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.